The orderly brought in the sweet and coffee. The dessert was sort of black bread pudding with hard sauce. The lamp was smoking, the black smoke going close up inside the chimney. "Bring two candles and take away the lamp," the major said. The orderly brought two lighted candles, each in a saucer, and took out the lamp, blowing it out. Rinaldi was quiet now. He seemed all right. We talked, and after the coffee, we all went out into the hall.
"You want to talk to the priest? I have to go into town," Rinaldi said. "Good night, priest."
"Good night, Rinaldo," the priest said.
"I see you, Freddy," Rinaldi said.
"Yes," I said. "Come in early." He made a face and went out the door. The major was standing with us.
"He's very tired and overworked," he said. "He thinks, too, he has syphilis. I don't believe it, but he may have. He's treating himself for it.
Good night."
"You will leave before daylight, Enrico?"
"Yes."
"Goodbye, then," he said.
"Good luck.
Peduzzi will wake you and go with you."
"Goodbye, Signor Maggiore."
"Goodbye. They talk about an Austrian offensive, but I don't believe it. I hope not, but anyway, it won't be here. Gino will tell you everything. The telephone works well now.
I'll call regularly."
"Please do. Good night. Don't let Rinaldi drink so much brandy."
"I'll try not to."
"Good night, priest."
"Good night, Signor Maggiore."
He went off into his office.